Well, the Commerce Secretary of the United States is in Pittsburgh today speaking at Carnegie Mellon University, and we are fortunate enough to have him as a guest on our program. Secretary Gutierrez, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jerry. Thanks for having me.
Quite a day. We found out as of this morning from the Bureau of Labor Statistics that we put nearly 200,000 payroll jobs, you know, on the board last month, considerably more, you know, if you count the household survey, including self-employment jobs. We're now at 5.5 million jobs since the president's tax cuts, according to one survey. I mean, this economy is really chugging along.
There's no question about it. The facts are right there for everyone to see. We had 193,000 jobs. Unemployment is now down to 4.7%, which is, you know, an incredible accomplishment. That's below the average of the past three decades.
Yes.
Our economy grew at 3.5% last year, and that's in spite of, you know, everything we went through, the hurricanes and the energy prices. So we've got to feel good, and what we have to do now is keep it going, and that's what the president talked about in the State of the Union address, this whole competitiveness initiative. And so we've got a real vision to keep it going and to really take it up to the next level and continue leading the global economy.
I read the speech that you gave at the Woodrow Wilson Institute last November on the matter of competitiveness, innovation. So this is something that you've been talking about for some time. It looks to me as though what's really driving the economy now isn't just sort of easy money sloshing around like it was in the 1990s or kind of buying euphoria, that we have a productivity-driven boom going on now.
Yes. Yeah, we have, no question about it. We've got incredible productivity numbers, the best we've had over the past 5 years, going back a long time. So that's adding to our ability to compete. We're also attracting investment from businesses. We have 6.5 million jobs that have been created by foreign businesses investing in the U.S. And now more than ever, the U.S. system stands out as a competitive advantage. People like to invest here because it's safe, because we have transparent laws, because intellectual property is protected, because we've got the best workers in the world. So we just have to keep that advantage going. But you're right, this isn't easy money. It's a lot of hard work, a lot of investment, and a lot of very good productivity.
On balance, you know, we've heard a lot about outsourcing. There's been a lot of fear-mongering about that. So there are people who want to stop jobs from going overseas. But of course, if you put up a wall, you don't just stop jobs from leaving. You don't just stop capital from leaving. You also stop it from coming in. So if we put up a wall on net, do we win or do we lose capital and job creation?
Oh, we lose and we backtrack. I mean, the president talked about that in the State of the Union. This is the time to step it up, to compete, to engage more countries, to engage more consumers, to be a leader, not to withdraw. And adopting the protectionist policies or isolationist policies would be devastating for our economy. You know, it's the last thing we need. And as the president said, we've got to be out there with confidence. We can do this. We're the best at this than any other country in the world. We've got great companies, great businesses, great innovators. We just have to step it up and really compete as a nation, but not withdraw. That would be devastating.
We insource much more as a nation than we outsource, don't we?
We do. We have 6.5 million jobs that are created by foreign companies, whether it be BMW or Toyota.
Right.
And I would assume that in their country, they see that as outsourcing, you know?
Right.
And we're obviously adding more jobs. The net effect is we're adding more jobs than any job that is lost.
All right. Tell me what the president has laid out. I mean, when you give a State of the Union speech, the president hits a lot of things. So he gave us conceptually where he's going, which is more innovation, more job creation, more competitiveness. Could you flesh that out for us a little bit more? Where are we going from a specific policy point of view?
Well, you know, he laid out a vision and a theme that is going to be very helpful for this year, for the next 2 to 3 years, but this will be, I would say, a theme for the, you know, for the century, if you want to take it really big picture. He talked about competitiveness, doubling the federal commitment to critical research programs over the next 10 years. That's at the Department of Energy, at the National Institute of Standards and Technology, and at the National Science Foundation. That's a big part of this. Encouraging the expansion of private sector R&D, supporting math and sciences in universities and high schools, ensuring that we've got the best standards and the best math and science programs in the world. So it's a very comprehensive plan addressing healthcare. He also laid out a great, bold new vision for energy, which is to what he called to get rid of our addiction to oil, to yeah. foreign sources of oil, and put our focus and our minds and our energy behind developing new sources.
Yeah, I'm a little skeptical of that one, Mr. Secretary, to be honest with you, but I like the rest of it. So let me join you at least.
He laid it out to 2025. It's
right.
Something that we've had as a nation. We've laid out some real bold goals before that people would say, hey, there's no way you can do that. But
right.
when we rise to it, we can do some incredible things.
Oh, I agree. Free markets are an incredibly productive institution for innovation. Before I let you go, I just want to ask you one more question. You've got
sure.
a really interesting personal story. You know, born in Havana, came with your parents to Florida. So you're an immigrant to the United States of America.
Right.
Before you were the Commerce Secretary, you were the CEO and Chairman of Kellogg. But as I remember, you started off driving a truck with that company. So that's a pretty steep career arc from driving a truck to the guy who oversees business for the largest economy in the world. If I were to ask you, is there one thing that made the difference from getting from where you started to where you are now? What would that be?
Well, you know, one thing that I tell students that will ask me the same question is, looking back, I think what I did is at every job that I had, I tried to do it the best I could, and I tried to excel, and I didn't think about the next step, believe it or not.
I can believe that.
And after a while, you just realize that if you do the best in what you're doing, the future will happen.
Someone will ask, how many of those jobs did you ask for versus you were asked to do?
I think I may have asked for one of them, but most of them came. And I may have asked for a transfer at one point, but most jobs came, opportunities came because I was focused on my current job.
Yep.
And too often we're focused on what comes next and the politics of what comes next, and we forget that it's all about doing what we're asked to do.
It's interesting. It's exactly the same thing Secretary Rumsfeld said. He just tried to do
each
job, and then someone asked him to do the next job. The guy who's hankering for the next job isn't doing his current. Isn't doing justice to what he's doing right now. And eventually power or whatever, responsibility flows to people who handle it well.
That's it.
I think. All right, you've got work to do. I hope you enjoy Pittsburgh.
I did, and congratulations and good luck on Sunday.
I'm sure we'll do fine. Thank you.
All right, great.
Commerce Secretary Carlos Gutierrez with us this afternoon.